Hi, everyone. This is Coach David J. Greer. I'm a 40-year entrepreneur, business coach, and strategic facilitator. Today, I want to talk to you about how entrepreneurs get squeezed out in the middle. I work with a lot of entrepreneurs. I know a lot of entrepreneurs. And as a group, they are incredibly passionate about their business and about the change that they want to bring in the world and the clients that they help. And I love that. And most entrepreneurs are also very passionate about their life, whether that's their spouse and children, or if they don't have a significant other or children, then it's about close friends or extended family. And they spend a lot of time and energy with those people and focused on their life. And this is all in well and good, focused, passionate about your business, passionate about your life. But what I've discovered is that we often let ourselves be squeezed in the middle. We do not do those things that renew us, that look after us, that build our resiliency. And when we don't look after ourselves, we have mental health issues, or we get sick. Or again, on the topic of resiliency, it's like there's nothing in the gas tank. So when something goes really wrong in the business, or something goes really sideways in your life, you don't have the capacity to deal with it because you haven't been looking after yourself. I know for me, this idea of looking after myself, you know, exclusively, like really, really focused on just things that are for me, seem very selfish, and it is, and you're worth it. And, you know, I got coaching that reminded me that there's being selfless and there's being selfish, and it's a continuum. If you're 100% selfless, then you will guarantee to be burned out. And if you are selfish 100%, no one will want to have anything to do with you. And the pendulum swings back and forth. But what I find is that all too often, we never let the pendulum stop on that part that is just ourselves. Sometimes taking care of ourselves is just back to basics. Are you sleeping well? Are you eating well? Are you getting exercise? When did you last take a vacation? I know a lot of entrepreneurs that brag they never take vacation. And not only is it not good for them, it's not good for the business. Your psyche and your body and everything needs that time away to gain perspective, to let your subconscious work on things. And I mean, really get away, like throw the phone away. So I really encourage those kind of things and looking after yourself. What have you got in your calendar that you're looking forward to, either just for yourself or with others? A vacation is a great place to start by having something in the calendar. I have one client that loves to go to movies with his brother. And sometimes on calls, I just say, hey, when in your calendar are you next going to a movie with your brother? And again, it's just one of those things that in the busyness of life and business gets skipped over. And yet this individual knows that doing this makes them feel better, buoys them up, brings them joy, and makes it so they're better able to show up in the other parts of their life. I'd like to challenge you today. I would like you to choose one thing that you could do today that would be 100% focused on yourself. This is Coach David J. Greer. You can reach me at coachdjgreer.com. That's Coach D as in David, J as in James, Greer.com. I hope you're having a fantastic day and that you do something to look after yourself.